This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Monday, October 22, a new heart. Our reading comes from Ezekiel chapter 36. For I will take you out of the nations. I will gather you from all the countries and bring you back into your own land. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. I will cleanse you from all your impurities and from all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. Then you will live in the land I gave your ancestors, and you will be my people, and I will be your God. I will save you from all your uncleanness. I will call for the grain and make it plentiful, and will not bring famine upon you. I will increase the fruit of the trees and the crops of the field, so that you will no longer suffer disgrace among the nations because of famine. Then you will remember your evil ways and wicked deeds, and you will loathe yourselves for your sins and detestable practices. I want you to know that I am not doing this for your sake, declares the Sovereign Lord. Be ashamed and disgraced for your conduct, people of Israel. In December 1967, a team of doctors led by Christiaan Barnard of South Africa performed the world's first human heart transplant. The news electrified people around the globe. Since then, countless lives have been saved by heart transplant operations. When the Bible talks about a person's heart, though, it's usually not referring to the organ that pumps blood through the body. For thousands of years, the heart has been a symbol of what we call our soul, the center of our being, the seat of our thoughts and emotions, what makes us, us. Still, today, in every conversation, if someone is merciless, we may say, they are stony-hearted or hard-hearted. So we know what God was saying when he promised his people, through the prophet Ezekiel, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh, and I will put my spirit in you. This is the new birth Jesus spoke about when he said, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again. We receive new birth, new life through the Spirit of God. Previously, our stony hearts were dead toward God, but when his Spirit fills us with new life, we are revived and given a new heart of love for God and all people. Pray with me. Holy Spirit, you gave life to lifeless clay. Breathe life into us. Come and live within us, that we may have new life and salvation in Christ. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.